Okay. 5 a.m. 4 emails to answer. 3 kids off to school. 2 for $4. 2 sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for $4.
Make your mornings count. Right now you can get 2 savory sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's makes mornings better. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Brains, is your life rough? Like a dog, right? Is things barking at you? Do you have your bite? Or are you cuddly like a kitten? Or do you fly like a bird? I don't know, but we've got somebody very interesting on the show today. And she told me that she communicates with the animals. And you know what? Brains, I believe her. Elizabeth Thrillkill White. Her mission is to bring awareness and a deeper understanding of animals on the earth and to people. Growing up in the mountains of Vermont, surrounded by animals, both pets and wildlife, fostered a connection to animals and their environment. It is very important to her to share with people the importance of protecting animals and the environment for all of our sake. I do this, and she does this as well, but she uses a different avenue. She connects with them spiritually, holistically. She finds out where they're hurting, where they're healing, where they're happy, where they're sad. She also works with a lot of rescue animals. And then she has a philanthropic side, an artist side, art for action, and design for change. On top of that, she has time to collect data in the world. We're going to talk to her about all of this here on the Edge. Brains, sit up straight, get your leashes ready, as we welcome Elizabeth Thrillkill White to the Edge. Hi.
Hi, April. Hi, Brains. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I am just so excited to hear about all the things that you do. I remember Dr. Doolittle was my dude, and when they say he talked to the animals, I believed it from day one. You know, people didn't believe that. We have the animal whisperer, and now we have you doing animal synergy. Tell us a little bit about you and your gift and how you realized that you had the ability to communicate with animals.
Well, as a child, I grew up in the mountains of Vermont, and I was surrounded by animals, and I just was always really, really in tune with them and seemed to really understand what they needed, when they needed it, and what to provide. What I didn't understand until more recently is that I was actually hearing what they needed from them, and I had a bit of an aha epiphany moment about a year and a half ago that in tune nature was actually the communication. So now I'm doing it with intention to help people and with either their pets or the wildlife that shows up in my yard looking for some help. I'm able to connect with people's animals to find out, you know, if there's a behavioral thing going on or if they're not feeling well or just random messages they'd like to relay, special treats they like, that kind of stuff.
So you took it a little deeper, you know, you found that you had this gift. How did you identify with it? Did you, I know that you were doing some work with animal rescue and you had took some animal behavioral classes. Is that where you realized that you had this ability?
Yeah, I had started doing some networking with dog rescues about 5-6 years ago. And I started identifying that one of the real root causes was behavioral issues. And until we could fix behavioral issues, which caused people to kind of surrender animals or abandon them, maybe I should look into going to animal behavior college so that I could help training and kind of remediate root cause issues. And through that, taking that course and getting my certification for animal training, I realized that I was connecting with them on a deeper level aside from training. So instead of going through obedience training as my mission, now I'm looking to connect and heal animals so that they can work with their new families if that's the case, or if someone has an issue with an animal and they can't figure it out, then I can help by connecting with that animal and finding the actual root cause of whatever it is that's going on.
So how do you do that? I mean, you know, you sit there with the animal. Do you get maybe an image from their pet parent? Because, again, they have to communicate with us in English as to what they think the problem is. But how do you make the connection? And you don't just work with dogs and cats. You also work with birds.
I do, actually. Birds actually seem to seek me out, wild birds, that is. So I do have birds that show up in my yard looking for help, and then I just intuitively know what they need, and they hang out for a little bit and work through healing with them, and then they fly off back with their family. As far as working with pets and with an intention, I'm actually able to do it via photograph, believe it or not. As long as I can see their eyes, that seems to be the biggest part for me, to be able to see their eyes. And then I just do a meditation and I'm able to connect with them. Some of them give me emotions that they're feeling, and I can feel that emotion coming up, and I have to distinguish between, is it something that I'm feeling or is it something that they're feeling? Other animals have been very chatty, where they'll show me through their eyes what they're looking at, and they can describe in detail through picture images that they relate to me, things in their house or things that they've seen, or a best friend that hangs out outside, or special treats that they like. And then physically, they'll tell me how they feel. So I did a reading with a dog a while back where she was showing me that she was in her bed, and she did a lot of, you know, watching her friends and family walk around. She was just kind of observing, and a huge focus on relaxing, and that she was spending a lot of time in bed, and she was happy and she was okay with that. And then she had me feel in my shoulder and my back this kind of tiredness and weakness, and she said, you know, I'm okay, but just so you know, it's strained and I'm tired and feeling a little weak. And what I didn't know at the time, but then after I spoke with her mom and relayed that message, she said, well, just so you know, she's a tripod, which means that she only had three legs. And in addition to that, she had hurt her ACL on another one of her legs. So she was essentially maneuvering on two legs, and that explained why she was feeling all that tiredness and weakness in her shoulders.
That's incredible. You know, I was at the park the other day walking Jean-Pierre, and I saw this young lady, and she held her arms out. And the birds just landed all over her body. She wasn't feeding them, nothing. It was an energy. I mean, from the quails to the pigeons to the ducks, all of them surrounded her like she was a goddess. She must have been a bird in a previous life. And then Mr. Magnificent is out here working in the garden, and there's this little hummingbird. And, you know, hummingbirds normally don't approach. She comes and she sits right on his shoulder. So to connect with the birds, I think, is really fascinating. Talking about connection, I want to fast forward to here. It's the season when people are going to be purchasing pets for their family. Can you give us some suggestions on, you know, number one, rescue animals are very sensitive because they've been traumatized. They've been abandoned. Maybe they've been abused. They've been burned. They've been homeless. All these things. What kind of things should people look for when they go to a shelter to get the perfect pet for their family?
I think the first consideration that everyone should really take a hard look at is their lifestyle. You want to make sure that you're picking the right dog for your lifestyle. And what I mean by that is getting a dog who wants to exercise a lot, if you're a runner, would be fantastic, right? Because if you're going to go running every day and you want a companion, getting the right breed or energy level and athletic level to match that would be great. If you are not as much of an athletic person and you're more interested in movies and Netflix like me,
right?
You want to find a dog that will suit that. Yeah, exactly. So you want somebody who's, you know, senior dogs are fantastic that way. They they require minimal exercise and, you know, they're super loving and relaxed and they want to chill at home. Also keeping in mind, you know, size, that's a big one. And just because the size of the dog doesn't mean that they need the exercise. So that's another thing to keep in mind. But definitely right. evaluate what you can really provide and what your expectations will be when you go to animals and really ask a lot of questions. Shelters and humane societies are very open and willing to talk to you about those personalities and what the needs are and how demanding they are and what they require so that there's a forever home match and
right.
it's for the best that way.
And you have to offer up a lot of patience, brains, is when you adopt anything and incorporate them into your family. They have to get adjusted to, okay, well, who's the one that's going to be the disciplinarian? Who's going to be the one that's going to provide the treats? Who's going to one that's going to catch me when I potty in the corner?
Yeah,
you know, who's going to be the one to discipline me when I chew up the couch, you know, and why am I chewing up the couch? All of these things are very important. So behavioral training, I recommend that, and you're an expert at that. People go in and do dog training all the time. But also cats, you know, cats are different. Is there's a special kind of training for cats? Can they be disciplined? They just seem like they're their own mind.
Cats are very independent, for sure. I quite regularly refer to a sign I saw once that said, dogs have owners, cats have staff, because I think it's very true.
That's cute. That is really, really cute. Do you believe that spirits of animals can be reincarnated? I always heard the saying, all dogs go to heaven. But I tell you, again, I've had 13 dogs. Mr. Magnificent said, if I adopt one more, he's going to get me. But they come right to my door. I mean, they come right to my door, and they know that they're going to get a good meal, a warm blanket, and a flea dip.
Well, I think you found a loophole there, April, because you're not technically adopting them. They're adopting you. So.
Yeah, they are, and I just kind of look at them, and I'm like, okay, I mean, they come right to my door. But do you believe that spirits of animals can be reincarnated into human form, or, you know, their personalities show that they've been here before? Do you get that feeling when you work with them?
I absolutely do, and I believe that animal is meant to be with you. They'll come back to you and could possibly be as a different animal or within a person's energy. I definitely think that they come back to you and there's a soul contract there with some animals. So I definitely think that they come back in a variety of shapes, sizes, and forms because
right.
there's that true connection sometimes, especially with certain animals. So, yes, I definitely believe that.
So outside of your work with that, you have you're a data collector. I like that. I like to collect data. And you do that as a, you know, as a corporate gig, but you also have a very philanthropic arm. You have created Art for Action and Design for Change. Share that with my brains.
Well, 2 years ago, I was actually inspired by the water protectors that were in North Dakota fighting the pipeline.
Right.
The people may recognize the No Dapple, hashtag No Dapple.
Right.
I actually went to art school, and so I had been putting a lot of my pen and ink drawings on T-shirts and mugs and stuff like that. And then when I was keeping abreast of all the action that the water protectors were taking to protect their water supply and their land, I was inspired to create a design for them, and I just channeled it and it flowed out. And it never happens that way where I have a design that I like the first try, right? But it was
right.
meant to be. So I went on a campaign for the water protectors and shared that out all over Twitter and Facebook and sold a bunch of T-shirts. And then I donated the profits from that to the Water Protector Legal Fund to help them with all the legal shenanigans that came along with, you know, standing
right.
up for their land and their water. So I'm working on additional ones for bringing awareness and change to things that really need our attention, and we need to pay attention to, whether it be climate change or bees or polar bears. We really need to make sure we fight for all life on Earth.
You're absolutely right, and I'm glad that you're a fighter. Those Indians were out there. They had everything drawn but the bow and arrow, and they still did not win the fight. People, we need to be aware of what's going on with our water, the toxins that are in there, the poisons that are in there, the overflow of sewage, all the trash that's thrown over the side. You know, we're eating the fish, and we need that water to survive. 3/4 of the earth is water, and all of that's not drinkable. So we need to be careful. Don't just sit there brushing your teeth with the faucet running. Get you a cup of water, brush your teeth. Yeah, my niece does that. Drives me insane. But anyway, that's a whole nother show. Thank you for everything that you do. I honor you. I value you. I appreciate you. Please tell my brains how to get in contact with you if they need information on animal rescue. Maybe they have an animal that is experiencing some trauma that you can help them work through. Or maybe they just want some good advice. Or maybe they want to donate to Art for Action. There's a lot of stuff going on with you, Elizabeth. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you.
Sure. Thank you so much, April. I have an email address for my Synergy if anyone's looking for some help or pointers. So that's synergydog@yahoo.com, and that's synergydog@yahoo.com. I also have a Facebook page for Synergy Animal Communications and Healing, and I have a @synergyanimal is an easy way to find that one, synergyanimal. And then my design company is Lily West Design. That's @ LILLWESTDESIGNS. And that's where I share all the different designs that I have, some for fun, some just because, and then other ones to raise money for different funds. And coming soon will be some bees and some other animal-oriented ones.
Well, we need to support you, and I thank you so much for taking the time to listen. Listen to the energy, listen to the spirit of the world that we live in, and then be able to pour that into animals and take care of them and love them. We're loving on you, Elizabeth, from the edge and everything that you're doing. Brains, get it together. Get you some puppy love and some kitty love here on the edge. We got it. Pet health, pet sitting, pet care, people care. We do all of it right here on the edge. Go back and listen to other edgy conversations here on Blog Talk Radio. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all over the planet. It's nothing but a point and a click, okay? Thank you so much, Elizabeth White, for coming here to the edge. You know that you got a seat at the table. Anything you want to talk about, come on back. I'm here for you, baby.
Thank you, April. Thank you, Brain.
Bye, Brain. Have a puppy kind of day.
Okay. 5 a.m. 4 emails to answer. 3 kids off to school. 2 for $4. 2 sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for $4.
Make your mornings count. Right now you can get 2 savory sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's makes mornings better. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Okay. 5 a.m. 4 emails to answer. 3 kids off to school. 2 for $4. 2 sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for $4.
Make your mornings count. Right now you can get 2 savory sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's makes mornings better. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.